Link system.
Hey, good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I am your nutritional pharmacist for the next hour and host of The Bright Side, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. This is your nutritional pharmacy show dedicated to understanding the wide world of nutritional supplementation. If you've got questions about nutritional supplements, if you've got questions about your prescription drugs, if you've got questions about health conditions, health challenges, as I like to call them, we're here to help you understand how to get off your prescription drugs and how to address your health challenges using nutritional supplementation. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. That means that I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't use pharmaceutical drugs, never did like pharmaceutical drugs, and I never will like pharmaceutical drugs because pharmaceutical drugs have one mission in life, and that is to tox out and inhibit and block systems in the body so we don't have to see that we're as sick as we are. To me, that just doesn't make sense, and it never made sense. Most conditions that we suffer from, most health challenges that confront us, are really nothing more than biochemical issues that need simple nutritional tweaking, most of them. Even if you have a genetic disease, folks, using nutritional supplementation can alleviate symptoms far better than a prescription drug. Far better than a prescription drug with no side effects and no toxicity. And that's why I like to say that I practice nutritional pharmacy using nutrients as medicines. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to contribute to the conversation, if you've got questions about health issues, we're here to help you out, and we're here especially to get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, call my friends Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can also check out my website, brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com, and you can click on the link on the upper right-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with more information about the Youngevity products. I'm joined today, as I am every day on The Bright Side, by my good friend and colleague, Douglas Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I want to get to your this thing that you sent me about Tylenol. I think it's very interesting. A lot of folks don't understand. Like the headline on this study says, a lot of people don't understand what's going on with their pain medicines, and I think it's important to address. And as you know, Doug, I always say that I'm not a big believer in prescription drugs, except for pain pills and antibiotics and occasional chemotherapy. And I know good and well because I've been in pain. I've had knee surgery, and I'll tell you, when you have knee surgery, or any kind of surgery, it's a good thing you have pain pills. You know what they used to have to do, Doug, when they did amputations 150 years ago, or they did any surgeries? They would have to hold you down. They'd have to have six people holding you down on the gurney while they cut into your body.
They also have like a leather strap they'd put in your mouth so you didn't break your teeth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you imagine what surgery was like?
Lucky, get a couple of shots of whiskey or something ahead of
time. If you were lucky, and then they pulled out the bone saw. So thank
the
God.
The doctor had a couple of shots of whiskey
as he was hacking your leg off. So I'm not a fanatic about this nutrition stuff. I just understand biochemistry. And when it comes to biochemistry, you want to stay as far away from prescription drugs as possible. You know what? On the bright side, you are always going to get treated with respect, folks. I've talked to many of you listeners on the telephone, and I've been in email communication, and I know you guys are a savvy bunch. And I'm going to try and make this show as simple as possible, but I will never talk down to you. This nutritional biochemistry stuff, it's a little complex, but not in a rocket science kind of way. There's not a lot of math. There's no calculus. There's no equations involved. It's not theoretical physics. The world of nutrition and biochemistry in the body can be complex. I understand this, but it's more like the way chess is complex, not the way the United States tax code is complex, but more in a puzzle kind of way. Normal people can do it. I'm a normal person, like everybody out there. I'm not some biochemical savant, and I'm not even good at math, to tell you the truth. I'm just a pharmacist. I'm not some high-powered research doctor that's a professor or even a PhD, but I am fascinated with the human body, and I've been studying it a long time. And I like puzzles. Figuring the body out is like doing a puzzle, and we don't have to be intimidated about doing a puzzle. When we talk about nutrition and the health of the body and the bright side, it's more like taking the perspective of puzzling through the riddle of the body, the riddle of the body's chemistry. I call it physio forensics. where we treat symptoms as clues and we follow the clues to the causal point, where the cause is. It's not that complicated, and you guys are just as smart as I am. I just know a few more of the clues, and I can connect more of the dots because I've been doing it for so long. So the bright side is really about figuring out the puzzle, connecting the dots so we can get a better look at the big picture. And from there, follow the clues and make the appropriate tweaks to allow symptoms to fall into place. I want to start the program off today by talking about an interesting blood marker, a chemical that builds up in the blood and that's associated with all kinds of health challenges, from Alzheimer's disease to Parkinson's disease to colon cancer. And this is a chemical whose connection to heart disease, a leading killer in this country, the connection of this chemical to heart disease is so well known that it's actually considered a major risk factor for the onsets of various forms of heart diseases and cardiovascular issues. Even if your cholesterol levels and your blood fats, your triglyceride levels are normal, even if you're not smoking and you're exercising regularly, even if your blood pressure is normal and you don't have diabetes, simply having high levels of this chemical that very few people have heard of, simply having high levels of this chemical can put you at a significantly higher risk for various disease states, especially heart disease and strokes, especially strokes. Yet this is a chemical nobody's ever heard of, hardly anybody's ever heard of, and knowing about it is so important that it can save your life. So what is this biochemical that I'm talking about? It's something called homocysteine, and its connection to diseases of all kinds has been known since at least the 1960s when Dr. Kilmer McCulley first talked about it as a factor in the development of heart disease. No one really knows why homocysteine levels correlate so well with all of these diseases. There's different theories, oxidation, some people say, and remember, oxidation simply means rust. Some people say that this homocysteine stuff is an oxidant. Some people say that it stimulates different kinds of growth issues. There's all kinds of theories, but the bottom line, folks, is, and nobody, there's general agreement on this, nobody disputes this fact, elevated homocysteine levels have been clearly connected to a whole slew of health problems. And what's even more significant about this issue is that lowering your homocysteine is a very simple matter. That might be why we don't hear a lot about it, because all it takes is a few nutrients to keep your homocysteine levels low and to keep your risks for heart disease low as well. Drug companies can't make a homocysteine-lowering drug because all you need is a few cheapo nutrients. And that's why you don't have a race for the homocysteine cure. You know those marketing campaigns that we hear every once in a while, you know, Susan B. Komen's Race for the Cure and the March of Dimes and the MS Telethons and all these things. Who do you think promotes the Susan B. Komen Race for the Cure and the MS Telethons? It's the drug companies and mainstream medicine. There's no race for the homocysteine cure because all you need is a few vitamins and a good diet to naturally lower homocysteine levels and naturally reduce your risk for heart disease, among other health issues. It turns out, of course, that homocysteine levels are way more relevant when it comes to heart health and cholesterol levels. Do you know, to this day, there's all kinds of controversy around this so-called cholesterol theory of heart disease. There's a guy named Dr. Uffe Ravenskov, R-A-V-N-S-K-O-V, Ravenskov, and he's written a bunch of books. One of them is called The Cholesterol Myth, and that pretty much says it all. We know cholesterol is a very important chemical in the body. And one of the reasons why the statin drugs are so problematic is because they poison the cholesterol manufacturing system. Cholesterol is a parent compound to vitamin D. It's a parent compound to estrogen. It's a parent compound to testosterone, male hormones. It's a parent compound to cortisol. That's really important. It's a parent compound to your body's ability to handle stress. Maybe the reason cholesterol levels are elevated is because our bodies are trying to make more cortisol. There was a study that was published in the journal, the highly regarded journal, I might add, Atherosclerosis, back in 1987, that showed that pregnant women who experience surges in cortisol, your stress hormone, will also have elevated cholesterol, which of course makes sense because cholesterol is a parent compound to cortisol. What if all this hullabaloo around cholesterol should really be placed on cortisol? But I digress. The point I want to make here is that the solutions to many of our health challenges are not as complicated as we have been led to believe. In the case of homocysteine and homocysteine lowering, there's only a couple of facts you need to know, and there's only a couple of nutritional supplements you need to take to keep your homocysteine and then your risk for heart disease low. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. on the Genesis Communication Network. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this break. Don't go away.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is the show dedicated to the world of nutritional supplementation. Clearing up some of the confusion that's out there about nutritional supplements. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Colorado. I use nutrition in my practice. I also practice skincare pharmacy, where we formulate skincare products, and I've been working with skincare for many years. So if you have questions about skincare issues, or you've got questions about health in general, or you want to contribute to the conversation today, our number is 866-582-9933. We're here Monday through Friday on the Genesis Communication Network and the CBS Radio Network and affiliates around the country as well. 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to learn more about the Longevity line of products, call my friends Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We're talking about the little-known chemical that has a big-time link to heart disease and other diseases in the body, homocysteine. And I propose that the reason we don't know about homocysteine, or the reason you don't hear about homocysteine, or the reason there is no race for the homocysteine cure is because you don't need any drugs to lower your homocysteine and thereby lower your risk for heart disease and other health issues as well. It's a simple matter of taking in enough of the B complex of vitamins, the entire B complex, but most especially folic acid, vitamin B6, and vitamin B12. Now, the B complex is a very fascinating series of vitamins, complex of vitamins. They occur together in nature. And what's really neat about the B complex of vitamins is because they're water soluble, you don't have to worry about taking too much. You know, there's two kinds of vitamins in the body. You have the water soluble vitamins, and those are the B complex and vitamin C, just two of them, the B complex and vitamin C. And then there's the fat soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. I'm going to spend tomorrow talking about the fat-soluble vitamins, but what's important about the water-soluble vitamins, the B-complex and vitamin C, is there's no toxicity, and you can take as much as you want without having to worry about balancing them out. With the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, as we'll talk about tomorrow, it's a little bit tricky because you can take a little bit, you can take too much, you can overdose on them, you're not going to kill yourself, but you can take too much and you won't get as good effects. And you have to take them as a team. You have to take them in a balance. The B complex, the entire B complex and vitamin C are multifunctional, multipurpose in the body. You don't have to worry about taking them as a team, and you can take as much of them as you want. And you should be taking a lot of the B complex and vitamin C because you're excreting what you don't need throughout the day, which is one of the reasons, by the way, I like liquid nutrients, and I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity because it allows you to get liquid forms of the B vitamins and vitamin C, in effect, saturating your tissue with these nutrients. And then what your body doesn't need or after your body's used them, you can just excrete them. And by the way, you can get B vitamins and vitamin C in your kidneys and in your bladder and your urethra and the whole plumbing system as these nutrients are excreted from the body. So even the very excretion of vitamin C and the B complex can help the plumbing system as the nutrients are getting excreted. That's why the little silly joke that doctors talk about, oh, ha, 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 healthy urine, or you're going to have expensive urine. You ever hear that joke, Doug? Expensive urine.
Yeah, whatever they want to doubt talk on.
Right. Well, guess what? It's a good thing. You want your urine expensive, and you want your bladder expensive, and you want your liquids expensive, and you want your whole body expensive. The point being that the B complex and vitamin C, because they're water soluble, are two nutrients, folks, you want to be taking a lot of, and you want to be taking them throughout the day. When it comes to the B complex, there's a whole bunch of them. There's B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12, folic acid, and choline. And by the way, choline is a fascinating B complex vitamin, one of the B vitamins. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well because choline is very important for fat metabolism in the body. The B vitamins in general are important for helping the body pull pieces off of molecules and then rearrange those pieces into new molecules. You pull pieces off of proteins, pull pieces off of sugars, pull pieces off of fats, and help the body rearrange things. Well, homocysteine needs to get rearranged, and that's why the B complex of vitamins is so important for helping lower homocysteine levels. And one of the neatest things about the B complex of vitamins is they're downright cheap. They're the cheapest vitamins there are. They're so inexpensive, it's crazy not to be taking them on a regular basis. Just pennies a day, folks. Just pennies a day worth of the B vitamins. B12, B6, and folic acid especially, but the whole B complex, just pennies a day of these B vitamins can lower your homocysteine levels lower your risk for heart disease dramatically, lower your risks for many diseases dramatically, improve brain health, central nervous system health, improve athletic performance. If you're a student, you want to make sure you're getting the B complex before you're taking a test or while you're studying for a test. And most of us are very deficient in these incredibly important complex of vitamins because processing foods destroys B vitamins. Most of the B vitamins are very, very unstable. So when we cook foods, when we mill our grains, when we process our whatever it is we're eating through factory processing or even kitchen processing by slicing and dicing, we lose these very, very important vitamins. One of the neatest things about bone soup, which I talk about a lot on this program, is when you throw your veggies into the bone soup, the B vitamins are released into the broth, into the liquid, and you get liquefied B vitamins. So the B vitamins, especially B6, B12, and folic acid, are your best friends when it comes to lowering this incredibly important molecule, homocysteine. By the way, homocysteine in the body, if you're healthy, or if you're getting enough of the B complex, gets converted into cysteine. And we've talked about cysteine many times on this program. See, when you're not converting homocysteine into cysteine, and I want you to think about this. This is going to be a little bit tricky, so think hard here. Put your thinking caps on. When you're not converting homocysteine into cysteine, two things happen. Number one, your homocysteine levels go up, and so do your risks for heart disease and other illnesses. But even more important, or as important, is you're not making cysteine. So your homocysteine levels go up, and that's a problem, and your cysteine levels go down, and that's a problem. Why is low cysteine levels a problem? Well, cysteine is a very important component of glutathione. And you know we've talked about glutathione in this program a lot, and we'll continue to talk about glutathione a lot because it's your body's most important detoxifying substance. And cysteine is an integral part of glutathione. So if you're not getting your B vitamins, not only are you increasing your risks for heart disease and stroke and Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and colon cancer, not only are you increasing your risk for all those, but if you're not getting enough of your B vitamins, you're not going to be able to make cysteine, which means you're going to have low levels of your body's most important detoxifying substance. And we know in the year 2011 in America, it's not a good idea to have deficiencies in detoxifying substances in the body. Everybody wants to have iodine, and everybody wants the magic pill to protect against radiation poisoning. But one of the best ways I know of to protect against radiation poisoning is to make sure you're making glutathione. And taking the B vitamins is not only a great way to lower homocysteine, but it's a great way to help your body make enough of glutathione through the cysteine link. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got a couple people on hold. Stay there. If you want to get on board, we'll take your calls as well at 866-582-9933. Check out my website, brightsideben.com, or you can check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, there's a little link on the upper right-hand corner of the website, and just click on that and somebody will get back to you. Or you can call my friends Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. You can also send me an email, ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we're coming right back. Don't go away.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. 866-582-9933 is the number, 866-582-9933. Got a couple folks on hold. And let's see, Jeanette, Herb, stay with us. I just want to finish up on the B-complex. By the way, have you heard of homocysteine, Douglas?
Yeah, I've heard people talk about that.
Okay, good. Because it's not something you don't hear it on the Today Show, and you don't hear it in the mainstream media.
And like you say, there have been plenty of studies to link it really directly to heart disease. So,
but still, we don't know for sure about the cholesterol link, which I find ironic, because everybody knows about the cholesterol. Absolutely, cholesterol causes heart disease. Your doctor knows that, right? That's why we got the statin drugs. Do you know LDL cholesterol, which is so-called bad cholesterol, is actually an antimicrobial and antiseptic antibiotic agent that kills microorganisms inside your body and is a very important part of your immune system? Hardly anybody ever says that. LDL, so-called, right? LDL, so-called bad cholesterol, is actually really important for your health. There's no such thing as bad cholesterol, folks. There's no such thing as good cholesterol or bad cholesterol. There's just cholesterol. And by the way, LDL and HDL are not cholesterol. Let's clear that one up right away. LDL is low-density lipoprotein. It's a bubble that carries cholesterol, and among other things. By the way, it also carries homocysteine. HDL is a bubble that carries cholesterol, among other things. It is not cholesterol. It's a bubble. And what they say, one bubble is a good bubble and another bubble is a bad bubble, what they really mean is they just think that there may be some kind of association between LDL, the low-density lipoprotein bubble, not cholesterol, LDL, and heart disease. So taking a drug that lowers your body's ability or prevents you from making this incredibly important compound, cholesterol, without even knowing if cholesterol is a problem in the first place, without even knowing for sure, is just bad medicine, bad science. Bad science, bad medicine. On the other hand, lowering your homocysteine levels makes a lot of sense. And it's a very simple matter to do, as we were saying before the break. Simply taking enough B complex is all you really need to do to lower your homocysteine and at the same time up your glutathione levels. Folks, if you are not on a B complex supplement, you're crazy. You're crazy not to be taking a B complex supplement. It's cheap. It's effective. It's non-toxic. You can take as much as you want. It's got numerous benefits. It's absolutely nuts not to get on a B complex supplement, especially considering you're not going to really find it in a lot of foods. You got to eat a lot of calories to get generous amounts of the B complex, and on top of that, processing destroys the B complex. So when it comes to lowering homocysteine, you want to focus on B6, and you want to focus on B12, and you want to focus on folic acid. Whenever you're taking the B complex of supplements, you want to take them together. I'm talking about these three in particular just because they seem to be related to homocysteine levels, but I don't want anybody to get the idea that you just need one or two or three of these. In fact, you know, there's a prescription drug that actually is made with B6, B12, and folic acid for lowering homocysteine, and it has very small amounts of these three important nutrients. You don't need a prescription drug. Just get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Ultimate Daily or one of the longevity supplements or any supplement that has a lot of B complex in it. It's cheap, it's inexpensive, and it's very effective. But don't try to take just those three by themselves. Take the entire B complex together. They're all important. B1 is very important for sugar. B2 is important for migraine headaches and for chapped lips or cuts on your lips that you get sometimes in the wintertime. B3 is crazy important for all kinds of systems, especially your brain and your heart health, for hypertension, for blood sugar. All the B complex vitamins do, what they do is they rearrange pieces in the body. They take molecules and they pull pieces off and they rearrange them into other pieces. They're important for the body's construction processes. We're chemical factories. We're walking around chemical factories, ambulatory chemical factories that are constantly, by constantly, I mean every split second, taking chemical A, turning it into chemical B, turning it into chemical C, turning it into chemical D, and this A to B to C to D to E to F process that goes on ad infinitum. It goes on forever and ever, and it takes place to the tune of trillions of times a second, trillions of times a second inside cells. All of these processes depend on the B complex of vitamins to do their work, especially, by the way, for energy. Energy in the body is produced by the body ripping off pieces of molecules off of chemicals. That's how energy is produced. Think about two magnets that are put together. Picture two magnets in your head. And you know how when you push two magnets together and they don't want to be together, there's sort of a tension inside between those two magnets. Does that make sense, Doug? When you push two magnets together, you can kind of feel a little resistance, right?
That's well, the in the body, rail thing works.
The body works the same way. There are magnets in the body that are forced together, and we call those magnets oxygen, or we'll call those magnets carbon, or we'll call those magnets sulfur. All these elements can be thought of simplistically, I know, but you can think of it in terms of a model as a bunch of magnets. And just like when you push these two magnets together and force them together and then you pull them apart or let go of them, they'll fly off. All that energy between those two magnets is captured. And that's how the body works. It's ripping off pieces of magnets and then capturing the energy. Well, the B vitamins are important for ripping off those molecules to produce energy and to make new molecules. And I hope I explained that well, because it is a very important subject to understand how the body makes energy, because most of the diseases that we suffer from are when this energy-making process somehow goes awry. One of the most important ways that goes awry, of course, is when nutrients are missing from the body. And the B complex of nutrients a key when it comes to nutritional deficiencies, which is extremely tragic because it's so easy to take to get B vitamin supplements and it's so inexpensive. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. Jeanette in California, what's going on? Do we have Jeanette?
Hello?
Jeanette?
Hello?
Hi, Jeanette.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Can Jeanette not hear us?
I can't
hear
you.
Out there in California?
Oh, hello. Can
Jeanette,
you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay,
hear
good.
Me?
Thank you. Listen, I'm calling for a friend of mine regarding her husband. He wakes up during the night with aches and pains in his arms and hands, and he says it feels like there's like pebbles in his blood vessels, and it looks like his blood vessels are swollen. And of course,
okay.
He's very uncomfortable. He can't sleep very well at all. And then sometimes
sure.
During the day, he had a numbness. And then sometimes during
okay.
the day he'll have stiffness and aches in his arms and his hands, especially his thumbs.
Okay. During the middle of the night, it's very interesting because think about it. In the middle of the night, you basically haven't eaten for 7, 8, or 9 hours. You haven't put any liquids in your body. You haven't put any nutrients in your body. So if you have nutritional deficiencies, the middle of the night is one of the times that they're going to show up. So when you have any kind of issues that occur more dramatically in the middle of the night, you want to really focus in, hone in on a lack of nutrients. The way you're describing things, I would be looking at the B complex, as we've been talking about, and I would be looking at omega essential fatty acids. Those are the two directions that you want to take. If there are any underlying digestive problems, those need to be corrected, and I suspect that he probably does have them because we all have them. He's in his 50s or 60s, is that right?
Pardon?
Is he in his 50s or 60s, probably?
No, he's in his 30s.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
They're young.
Oh wow, he really has to do some serious work. That's way too young for the body to be breaking down to that extent. Hang with us through the break, Jeanette, and we'll finish up with your question afterwards. Can you hang on?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, hang on. All right, we're taking a break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, or you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. I'm pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce per ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store Wild Food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we're back on the Bright Side. I'm your pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. We're here 5 days a week on the Bright Side from 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. And you can also check out our website, brightsideben.com. We're on the phones with Jeanette from California, and we're talking about the B-complex. Hey, Doug, I bet you didn't know that the B-complex of vitamins, especially vitamin B1, was really discovered in foods when much the same thing that happened with vitamin C happened in the Japanese Navy. You know the story about vitamin C in the British Navy and Limeys, that whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing happened. I should tell our listeners. They discovered there was something important in lemons or in limes in England back in the 1700s. Dr. James Lind discovered that there was something found in limes that gave a protection from scurvy. Well, much the same, and that's how they discovered vitamin C, and they call the Limeys, and so the story goes. Well, much thing happened with vitamin B1 in the Japanese Navy. When they started milling rice in the late 1800s, the Japanese sailors, among other people in Japan, were started to get this terrible disease that's caused by B1 deficiency. It's called beriberi, which means I can't in Swahili, because without B1, you can't do anything. You can't move, you can't move your muscles, and your nerves don't fire, and you just lay there. Well, it turns out that the Japanese sailors were protected from beriberi by eating a specific kind of a polishing that came from rice, which, of course, had vitamin B1 in it, and that's when they started to experiment, and that's when they discovered that vitamin B1 was found in, or that it was a molecule called vitamin B1 that was found in rice polishings that cured beriberi. And that's the history of vitamin B1. Nobody talks about that. We hear about vitamin C a lot, but we don't hear about the historical connection of vitamin B1's discovery as well as its deficiency. All right, Jeanette in California, your friend needs some help. He's 30 years old, and he's got some serious problems. Those aches and pains are the signs of degeneration. The blood pooling up is a very bad sign. So a couple things that you want to do. I was thinking he was in his 50s or 60s based on his symptomology. For these to show up at this young age, you got to do some work here. Is he a diabetic by any chance?
Pardon?
Is he a diabetic, or does he have any diabetes in the family, or do you know that?
Oh, they haven't told me. I don't think so.
Okay.
I've known him for a few years. I haven't heard anything.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the short story, and then I'll tell you the long story. The short story is get him on the B-complex, get him on the essential fatty acids, and get him on the liquid colloidal minerals. liquid coil minerals, as much as the B complex as he can take, as much vitamin C also as he can take, essential fatty acids, and get him on liquid minerals. Now, that's the short story. The long story is, if he has any digestive problems, those need to be corrected, and I suspect that he must, because for him to be degenerating and breaking down this quickly, it almost makes some kind of malabsorption issue mandatory. He has to have some kind of malabsorption issue going on. So I would be looking at the digestive system and at least telling him about that, tell him about the digestive connection. Most folks don't make the connection between their illnesses, their disease states, their aches and pains, their symptomology, and their digestive system. But if you've listened to this program, you know that it is absolutely fundamental to health and well-being. It's absolutely fundamental to addressing any health issue. I can't say that more forcefully. That is critical to understand. No matter what the health issue is, you got to figure out the digestive link and correct that. Any kind of nutritional strategy or any kind of a remedy strategy, even if it's a drug strategy, is bound to fail if you have not corrected the digestive link underneath. So correct digestive problems. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some blood sugar issues, and that might be something that you want to check out. So ask him about the blood sugar issues, because if that's a problem, those need to be addressed as well. And, of course, the regular old nutritional supplements that we talk about a lot for blood sugar, chromium and vanadium, very, very important. Chromium and vanadium are very important. And then also the B-complex, thiamine, vitamin B1 is important for sugar, and vitamin B3, but the entire B-complex is important. And then the minerals, magnesium and zinc. For everybody out there, if you're trying to wean yourself off of sugar, and thanks for your call, by the way, I hope we helped you out there, Jeanette. For anybody who's trying to wean themselves off of sugar, and I recommend that everybody does that, but not using willpower. Willpower just doesn't work, because the drive for sugar is built in so fundamentally into the brain that willpower is a very difficult way to address sugar cravings. But here's a real easy way to address sugar cravings. Instead of using willpower to dominate your brain, use your higher brain centers to outsmart your lower brain centers. And you do that by taking in more protein at the beginning of every meal, especially the protein, the amino acid tryptophan. And by the way, you can take tryptophan by itself. And if you take tryptophan by itself, take it at the beginning of every meal, you'll notice that you're craving sugars less. If you don't want to do that, you can take the Nature's Way or the Suzanne Summer Shake, which are both good sources of tryptophan. There is a supplement called 5-HTP, which is absolutely spectacular for helping your body make tryptophan and helping reduce sugar cravings, but also for mood and also to help you sleep. 5-HTP, it's a precursor to tryptophan. It's one of the ways the body makes tryptophan. This whole link between tryptophan and diet and tryptophan and satiety and tryptophan and mood and tryptophan and the digestive system is extremely important in this day and age, because many of us are using these serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, these SRIs. Or SSRI, sometimes they're called. Prozac, of course, is the most notorious one. And Prozac and Zoloft and Effexor and these antidepressants work with the tryptophan system. Tryptophan is converted into a very important hormone that everybody knows about, or most people know about today, called serotonin. And serotonin is incredibly important for keeping your mood stable and for keeping your digestive system working. As a matter of fact, serotonin is even more important for your digestive system than it is for your brain. Most of the serotonin in your body works with your digestive system, not with your brain. And so taking in tryptophan through protein supplementation, whey protein is a great way to get tryptophan, or 5-HTP, taking in more tryptophan, not only is important for brain health, but it's also important for digestive health, and you'll find that you're craving sugars less. It's always smarter. It always makes more sense to outsmart the body or outsmart the brain rather than to force things to happen. And when it comes to sugar cravings, it's almost impossible to force yourself away from the sugar, keeping in mind, of course, that pasta is sugar and bread is sugar and bagels are sugar and pizza is sugar. And if we like it, it's probably sugar. And fruit sugar is just as bad, by the way. Fructose is just as bad, although small amounts of fructose, tiny little amounts of fructose as a sweetener are not really the issue that we're talking about. When we talk about fructose and beat up on fructose, what we really are beating up on is high concentrations of fructose in large amounts. And, of course, the most common place that we get these large concentrations of fructose is soda pop and processed foods. And fructose in the liver is a real disaster. We've talked about the latest new disease to hit the pike, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD. And NAFLD is in many ways a sugar disease, a sugar metabolism disease. So taking in more protein is the best way to reduce your risk for blood sugar issues, taking in more protein. All right, we got time for maybe squeeze one more call. Herb, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Herb, how's it going? We got about a minute and a half, real quick.
Okay, Ben, I was blood poisoned with iodine. I used too much on my skin, and I became blood poisoned. So I need to know, how could I get rid of this fungus out of my bloodstream?
Well, now, I'm not quite understanding something. Iodine or fungus?
Oh, well, I got blood. When I used too much iodine on my skin, it became toxic, and it got in my bloodstream.
Well, what's the fungus? Iodine's not...
I had a microscope. They checked my blood with the microscope, and they said it had a fungus in my bloodstream.
Okay. Well, I got two things going on here. I'm not really sure about the iodine or the fungus. I didn't quite understand that. The fungus in the body lives in balance with bacteria. And so whenever you have fungus, and I assume you're talking about a yeast type of thing, whenever you have a fungal infection or a yeast infection in the body, and it's not that uncommon, by the way, Herb, and thanks for your call, by the way, you want to take in more probiotics. Bacteria and fungus live in balance in the body. And so whenever you have a kind of fungal infection or yeast infection, I'm assuming that's what this is, you want to look at taking in good bacteria to balance out the fungus. A second thing that's very important is fungus loves sugar. And they love refined carbohydrates. So eliminating or reducing the sugar is very important for all yeast infections, fungal infection kinds of problems. Look, lowering sugar is important for everything. Just rule of thumb, lower the sugar, reduce the sugar, zero refined sugars if possible. As far as your yeast goes, as far as the fungus goes in the blood, lowering sugar is extra important for you because yeast feed on sugar. Make sure you're getting on a good probiotic supplement, a good bacteria supplement, because the bacteria will balance out the yeast and the fungus, and that's the way it's supposed to work in the body. I like the Biolumin Nightly Essence from Longevity, which is my favorite probiotic. All right, that's all we got time for today. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll talk to you all later. Stay tuned for Alex Jones on most of these stations. Bye for now.
Want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.